Four churches and a civic center in the Tri-Cities will once again open their empty spaces for the homeless overnight during the fall and winter months. The first shelter started last Saturday, October 1, at the Trinity United Church, 2211 Prairie Avenue, in Port Coquitlam and will run until the end of October. Next in the rotation, which goes until March 31, 2023, are Calvary Baptist Church, 1636 Regan Avenue, Coquitlam, November 1 to 30. Trinity United Church, 2211 Prairie Avenue, Port Coquitlam, December 1 to 31. St. Lawrence Anglican Church, 825 St. Lawrence Street, Coquitlam, January 1 to 31. Trinity United Church, 2211 Prairie Avenue, Port Coquitlam, February 1 to 28. Coquitlam Alliance Church, 2601 Spurway Avenue, Coquitlam, March 1 to 31. Run by the Progressive Housing Society, the nightly winter shelters will be open from 9 p.m. and 7 a.m., 7 days a week with up to 25 cots. Those seeking shelter will be picked up by the society at one of three meeting points no later than 8 to 30 p.m., and returned to the same location the following day. Lincoln SkyTrain Station in Coquitlam, Kingsway Avenue, Jane Street Bus Stop in Port Coquitlam, Pheasant Drive and Christmas Way, behind the Real Canadian Superstore, in Coquitlam. In addition, the Kyle Center in Port Moody will also host the Emergency Winter Response Shelter in the Tri-Cities from October 15 to April 15, 2023, run by the Phoenix Society. However, that shelter is weather-dependent and is only open from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. when the weather is predicted to meet a certain temperature threshold, i.e., when the temperature hits freezing and it's raining. Polly Cryer, coordinator of the Tri-Cities Homelessness and Housing Task Group, told the Tri-City News the operators at the nightly winter shelters won't take walk-ins. "We offer our sincere appreciation to the four churches that have stepped up to provide a warm, safe place for our community members living on the streets," she said. Cryer is now calling for donations for the homeless seeking winter shelter. Specifically, the program is in need of men's clothing, shoes, larger sized pants, new, unused underwear, toques, socks, mitts, travel sized toiletries, blankets. To help, you're encouraged to email Polly at pollyk.ca for a drop off location for the donations. Meanwhile, BC Housing said the current 40-bed emergency shelter at 3030 Gordon Avenue in Coquitlam also available to the homeless. However, that location, run by Rain City Housing, is at or near capacity most nights. "It is a matter of life and death for people on the streets to have a warm and safe place to sleep. We are very thankful that Rain City, the Progressive Housing Society, and the Phoenix Society will operate these shelters as they have significant experience," said Tim Chamberlain, Senior Communications Advisor for BC Housing.